foreclosure petitions in the Bay State rose again in August, increasing 33.4% compared with August 2014, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publisher of Banker and Tradesman. This marks the 18th consecutive month of year-over-year increases in petition filings. I'm Ian Murphy, and I'm here with Tim Warren, CEO of the Warren Group. Tim, thank you very much for joining me.
Sure thing, Ian.
So, Tim, this is the 18th straight month of double-digit, or in some cases triple-digit, year-over-year increases in foreclosure starts. What's happening in the financial markets where lenders have accelerated cleaning these mortgages off their books?
Yes, a year and a half of sharp increases is a long time to see foreclosure starts keep growing. But I think we can rest assured that these increases have more to do with legal markets than they do with financial markets. We have a robust real estate market here in Massachusetts right now, and a vibrant economy. For the most part, these are not borrowers who have recently slipped in their mortgage payments. These are mortgages that have been delinquent and in legal limbo for many months, even years. Lenders got hung up on processing these foreclosures due to uncertain legal questions and regulatory pressure to delay foreclosures and seek other solutions. Now, the unsolvable cases are coming through the legal process. The percentage increase on a year-over-year basis seems alarming. For example, 2015 has seen 56% more starts than 2014. However, the monthly flow is really quite steady. For most of this year, starts have numbered between 800 and 1,000. In August, we actually had fewer starts than July. I expect the numbers will remain steady in the coming months.
So these foreclosure numbers aren't anywhere near what they were at the height of the crisis. So there were 959 starts. That's less than one-third. So that was 959 starts in August of this year. That's less than one-third of the starts in August 2007 or in August 2010. What I'm curious is how long until these sort of consistent, even flow foreclosures still begin to affect the real estate market?
Well, we're seeing fewer starts than during the peak, that's for sure. In January of 2008, there were 3,212 starts. In August of this year, the number was way below 1,000. I don't think that the current volume of foreclosures is having any impact on the real estate market at all this year. For the past 3 months, we have seen double-digit increases in the sales of single-family homes. The market is strong and median prices are rising. The homes that are in foreclosure are the ones that have been delinquent for months or years. They most likely have physical defects from neglect and poor maintenance. They need more work and represent more risk than the typical home buyer is willing to tolerate. If there were regular buyers for these homes, the deals probably would have been made years ago. These homes are not competing with homes listed for sale, and they're not pulling down prices, and they're not flooding the market with excess inventory. They are pretty irrelevant to what is going on in the Massachusetts real estate market.
So it seems that auctions has also remain steady. Auctions, of course, are when the bank notifies through a newspaper that the sale of a home is going to occur. So it seems like some foreclosures are getting headed off before homes are actually lost. Can we expect to see an uptick in auctions once these new petitions work their way through the system, however?
Well, we have averaged around 900 foreclosure starts per month so far this year. And we've averaged about 350 foreclosure deeds per month. So foreclosures are being averted in the majority of the cases as lenders accept distressed prices on their delinquent mortgages. Last week, the New York Times ran a front page story about a national trend of lenders becoming wary of making legal mistakes in their foreclosure proceedings. To avoid the hassle of completing each foreclosure themselves, they are selling off portfolios of delinquent mortgages to hedge funds. Perhaps we'll see an uptick in the number of auctions or foreclosure deeds, but I'm more inclined to think that more deals will get made to place the properties in the hands of new owners, probably renovators and investors, before the foreclosure is completed.
Great. Thank you, Tim, for joining us, and thank you for all you listeners joining us. If you are interested in ways that the Warren Group's data can help your business, please make sure to visit www.thewarrengroup.com, and we will talk to you next month.